How do you have all that energy? I'm just over here getting tired listening to all the things that you've been doing, all the trips you've been on. Like, where's that energy even come from? That is something that people actually ask me and tell me on a regular basis. And that's why I want to create this episode for you, because I want to talk about energetic influencers. What are the things that shift your energy into a state where you feel inspired? And what are the things that are draining your energy? Chances are high if you are struggling making it through the day, you know what I mean? You know those days that we have where we just feel like our energy is drained, we're feeling really down? Probably some energetic influencers involved up in there. And then we have those days where we're like, time just passed. We're like, where did it even go? We were in the zone, in the flow. And we have those times where we're inspired and we're excited and we just have like all this kind of energy and it's hard to go to sleep because we're so excited about something, you know? So let's talk about energetic influencers. Here we go. All right, we got to say this. To be the person you want to be and to create the results that you want, you need energy. You need energy to help you do that, to be that, to have that, right? We are holistic beings and there's going to be so many influences on our energy and how we're showing up. A lot of times my clients will say to me, like, I've just been feeling really down. I'm not really feeling motivated to work on things. I'm feeling overwhelmed. And when they tell me what's happening in their life, the influences that I'm hearing that's affecting their energy, I'm like, no wonder. It makes total sense you would feel that way. You're moving right now. You're starting a new job. You have all these relationship stuff happening. You've been trying to balance a gazillion projects. No wonder you feel like your energy is drained. That makes a lot of sense. But I think it's important for us to be aware of what the energetic influencers are so we can try to, if we can, just be mindful of how that's affecting our energy and how we can kind of shift things related to that so that we can show up better. We can't always control, obviously, the external things, but there is stuff that we can do that's really going to help our energy. That's going to serve us well. So that's why I wanted to talk about these energetic influencers. So the first one is really just the mental side of it. And it's really about how you process your thoughts. Okay. So think about it as like there's a lot of stress that arises. And that if you think about it from catabolic state, and people are like, what's a catabolic state? Remind me of that again. What that basically is the kind of energy that's draining. That's think of it as like destructive in your body, causes illness, disease. Some people like to think about it as like negative energy. That's what I'm talking about. So when stress arises, like stress can be a form of catabolic energy. That arises when you try to do so many things at once. You try to multitask and it's just exhausting to you. So what ends up happening is there's a generation of the catabolic energy that's kind of affecting the positive, uplifting, building anabolic energy is what I would call it. So this is why in my Commit to Your Vision program, one of the things that we do is we learn how to manage our time better in a way that reduces the amount of stress on the brain and on our energy. So we use this process called what I call is focus blocks. That's just what I call it. But it's also can be viewed as time boxing. I've heard it like Elon Musk, I think, uses this. It's similar what he does is what I teach. And it's really about picking chunks of time that you're focusing on particular kinds of tasks. So many of us try to bounce back and forth between doing so many different kinds of things throughout the day. I see this a lot with entrepreneurs where they're, and even in like people in their jobs where they're like bouncing back and forth between like, oh, I'll set a meeting here to talk about this thing. And then I'll jump into my emails. Then I'll work on this project and back and forth. And it's not serving their brain. It's not serving their energy. the brain doesn't like to multitask that much. So what I recommend is you group things together. So like for me and my, the way I manage my schedule, and this is the reason why I feel like I have a lot of energy, is because there's set days that I'm doing specific things. I try to chunk certain times. I don't bounce back and forth as much as I try to prevent it. Not always the best at it, but it's like if I'm going to get on social media, I'm doing it very intentionally at a block of time. That's intentional. Like I'm intentional about it. Okay. So basically, I'm going into too much detail about that one. We'll move on. You guys get what I mean. Okay. So too much mental stimulation is when you're listening to too many things, too many people, that can cause a drain of your energy. Stretching your mental capacity too much. I see this a lot with people when they're trying to do something new, but they try to be like on step 10 when really they need to be like on step one. It's way too much of a stretch for them. An example would be like, let's say I'm trying to build a new house and I don't even know how to nail two boards together. Like I gotta back up. And sometimes we need to do a check in our own lives. Like, am I jumping too far ahead? And that's causing a generation of catabolic energy and too much stress because I'm trying to do all these things. It's too far ahead and I need to back up and start with the baby step first, you know? Okay. When the mind is stressed, concentration, clarity, focus, that can't happen. And another way I like to think about this is like, it's really hard for you to focus when you're generating too much catabolic energy and for you to stay on task. It's going to be so hard because catabolic energy, like in the body, it's very distracting to the mind. Like think about it as like, I like to say, like you have two fingers, you're poking them in your ribs, and then I'm talking to you and you're trying to listen to me, but there's like this pain point, these fingers in your ribs that kind of hurt. That's kind of what's happening with catabolic energy. Okay, moving on to how you can like enhance your energy when it comes to the mental influencer. You can develop a plan. We talked about that, like the focus blocks. Develop a clear action plan. Create a vision for yourself. I would say set identity-based goals. Goals that are based on not specific like results, but more about who are you being. I am being someone that is strong, fit, and confident. I set that intention. That means in the morning when I wake up, I show up and I be that person. I exercise like that kind of person would. I eat like that kind of person would. That's the other work that we do in the Clarify Your Vision course that will be launching soon for anyone that needs more clarity. So anyways, clear action plan. That's going to enhance your energy from the mental influencer. Getting feedback, that's going to be helpful to you. If you feel like you're all over the place and you're like, I don't know what to pick to move forward on or what I should be doing, get some feedback, get some mentorship, get some coaching so that we can reduce the catabolic energy around it and increase the anabolic. That's important. And then concentration, like create your environment that helps you concentrate. Take away the external triggers that are causing you to be distracted. Notifications, bells, things like that, that are causing you to shift your focus and go into your phone or on your computer. Take that stuff away. Take away anything in your environment that is distracting to you. Messes can be distracting. Maybe you need to clean up the space so that you can focus more. Or if your home environment is just super distracting, maybe you need to move into another environment. Maybe you need to bring headphones with you. Like this is other stuff that we need to be thinking about so our energy isn't drained from the mental influencers that are out there. All right, moving on to emotional, the emotional energetic influencer. I want you to think about this as the way that we think about and manage our emotions in ourselves and others. So when you feel like your needs aren't being met, when you encounter a situation you don't understand, that's going to drain your energy. It's going to generate catabolic energy. So I hear this a lot with people that are struggling in their relationships. Like, I feel like my needs aren't being met. This is an emotional influencer. When normally maybe they operate at a higher level and they feel good, but because of this emotional energetic influencer, it's draining the energy. And also when we like encounter a situation where we like, we don't know how to deal with it. We've never dealt with it before. That can be causing us to feel low energy. And this is like important because this is where we're going to need to clear that energy. And we need to look at how are we thinking about this situation? And what if we thought from a higher place? Now, this would be like a legit one-on-one coaching session that I'd have to do with someone, but just for you to have an idea. Okay, another thing is like when we bottle up our emotions, you know, and you lead to breaking points, like you just keep keeping it in. Someone keeps doing something, keeps on bothering you. They're, you know, set, like pushing your buttons over and over and over. And then eventually you just blow up and then you look like you look legit crazy. And they're like, what? All I did was I didn't put my dish away, you know, or whatever it is. And it's like, no, but it's like all these times of you not doing it, right? Or there's other examples you can think of where you've like blown up, but it wasn't about that one thing. It was about all the things that have been happening. Emotional, energetic influencer at play there, causing you to shift into a catabolic state. Okay. So how can we enhance our energy there, like shift into an anabolic state? Oh, my cat Steve just knocked my planner down. He sleeps on my planner when I do podcast episodes. It's his thing. It's weird. Anyways, so things you can do is you can ask yourself, what do you feel? Really get clear. What am I feeling? And what can you do about how you feel? If you're feeling frustrated that someone keeps showing up a certain way, what can you do about that? Because a lot of times what we like to do is we like to play the victim and we like to be like, they keep doing this or you keep blaming, but you didn't sit there and think, what can I do so that I can feel better? I used to do this. Like I'd go in environments that I didn't want to be in to please somebody else, you know? And then I'd be like, I hate this. And I'd be all frustrated. And then if somebody asked me like, well, what can you do to feel better? Well, you can go to bed when you start to feel tired. You can declare to other people that you want to go to bed. You can declare to people that you don't want to stay up late and play games, you know, all night so that you're cranky for like, no, like, okay, leaving myself out of it. I think it's clear in these episodes that you realize that like mama likes her sleep. I want to go to bed, you know. Anyways, moving on. So that's the other thing is just asking yourself, what can you do? Anytime you feel frustrated, ask yourself, because the brain likes to play the victim. It likes to get stuck in that. Don't let yourself get stuck in that. Take responsibility for how you feel. Take responsibility for how you can show up. Be resourceful. Think about it. Okay. Another energetic influencer is a physical influencer, your body. Like think about sleep. Think about poor eating habits, disease, illness, the fact that if you haven't exercised in a while, you're in pain. That's going to cause someone to feel more of that catabolic kind of energy where they may be easily angered. They may feel really down and depressed because they don't feel good in their body. So this is why it's really important, guys, that we take time to take care of our body, that we practice those forms of self-care because our energy will be affected. That means everything we do will be affected. And anyone we encounter, they're going to feel our energy. And if we're not taking care of ourselves, it's bigger than just us. It's the ripple effect that we have on anyone that comes around us and into our energy space, if you will. And it's going to affect the way that you're engaged in your work and how productive you are. So even if I'm helping people around their career or their business goals, I first and foremost, I'm like, you got to work on your body. You got to get that energy stuff down when it comes to the physical part or nothing else will be good for you. Just hands down, right? Okay, so how do we know that someone is really affected in this area? Is you can see it in their body. A lot of times they're slouching. That's an example of too much catabolic energy being generated. Crossed arms, clenching the fist, those facial expressions, the RBF, you know what I mean? The tone of their voice being lower, low tempo, things like that. There's a lot of the catabolic energy being generated. I just talked to a girl the other day on the phone and I could tell, I'm like, I think she must be really tired or something because I could feel that energy where she was just kind of lower, slow to speak. And just, you know, when someone feels tired, catabolic energy being generated because of an energetic influencer. All right. So what can you do? You can listen to your body. Listen to it. Don't be trying to operate from the state of like, I'm going to hustle, I'm going to grind, I'm just going to get through this. That's going to be you generating more catabolic energy. Sometimes it serves people to just listen to their body and give it what it needs and like take the nap and then come back to the task and or get a good night's rest and wake up earlier and come back to the task feeling refreshed. Because sometimes for me, I'll try to like force it. You know, I'll be like, I'm gonna stay up, finish this. And then it's kind of like my work from there isn't even good because I'm trying to operate from a catabolic state. When I'm operating from catabolic state, I create results that are very catabolic-like, you know, that are not that good. And I generate more of that into the world. So I'm trying to be the person that takes inspired action. So I'm all about like, how can I get into alignment before I try to force something? I say this often to my sister who like just, you know, dealing with a lot of stuff, being a mom, going to school, working, all the things. And sometimes I'm telling her like, care for you, sleep, and then come back to it and then see how easier it is, how it flows. I remember one time I had this interview and I had to show how I could teach a lesson. And they gave me the content and like I got to decide how creative I wanted to be and all of that. And it was like a 10-minute little class. And I remember just trying to like force myself to figure out this idea and all that. And it just was not working out. I couldn't find a good idea. And I was like, Ange, go to sleep. Rest. And I remember I woke up in the morning and it just flowed this content. And the lady that interviewed me, she was like, did it take you a long time to work on this? And I was like, no, not after. Once I got into alignment, it just flowed. Before that, yeah, because I was trying to force it. I was trying to operate out of a catabolic state. All right, so that's my example. And then let's see the next thing. Environmental. Oh, wait, we got to go back. What can you do? What can you do about those physical energetic influencers? How can you enhance it? Get the sleep that you need. Get the nutrition that you need. Get the exercise that you need. Drink the water. Most of your body is water. So drink water. Drink so you can be more of who you want to be, you know? I'm preaching to myself over here. I've made my water. If you guys follow me on Instagram and stuff, you've seen like I have this pitcher and I put like mint leaves in it and orange. And I've been doing like this rosemary water and it's actually pretty good. I'm surprised by that, but it was pretty good. And it's like makes my water all fancy so that I'm drinking more of it. I'm thinking of ways of like, how can I get more sleep? How can I eat better? How can I get my greens so my energy is good? All right, environmental. This is really about the settings or the conditions that you're carrying out an activity. So make sure that you have the adequate setting for performance. If you don't, this is really going to affect your energy. I want you to be thinking about the climate, the temperature, the lighting, the comfort of your clothing, the equipment that you need. It's easy for someone to shift into a lower state and get really frustrated and upset when one, they're wearing something that's not comfortable. Like someone's trying to do a talk and they're wearing these like huge heels and their feet hurt, right? That's not going to help your energy. It's not going to help you show up well. When I travel for work, I'm very intentional about this. Like trying to create an environment that I know I'm going to work well in, even when it's not in my original space. I want you to be thinking about your original space that you work in, hands down. Think about the lighting in there, the temperature in there, the equipment. Do you have the equipment that you need? Some people just try to get by not, they don't want to invest in like additional things because they're trying to be all cheap and stuff, you know, like I get it. But then you have to think about like, how is that making you feel? Like, are you showing up and frustrated that you don't have the tools and you're generating that kind of energy when you're trying to work? Something to think about. So when I'm traveling for work, getting back to that story, I know that a lot of times in the environments that I'm in, it can be pretty chilly. So I'm very intentional about what clothing I'm going to have. I know that I'm not going to want to sit around all day, even though we have projects that have us sitting around a lot. I try to take breaks throughout and I'm wearing shoes that are comfortable for me to walk in. I even bring stuff to set my laptop higher so I'm not slouching down and bending down and generating more of those fear-related hormones because I'm putting my body in a position that's very where what your body does when it's afraid. right? You have to be mindful of that, the mind and body talking. So I'm always thinking about these things. I bring a bunch of water bottles with me, different ones. I add, like, I have different kinds of drinks throughout the day just so that I, like, I'll have, you know, my, I drink the Four Sigmatic mushroom coffee because it's, like, less caffeine. It's very little of it. And it just makes me feel really good in the morning. So I have that in the morning. And then, you know, throughout the day, I'll have my water. I'll add something to my water. Sometimes I'll have tea. And I just try to make it more, like, fun and interesting for me and have the environment just feel more comfortable to me in any way that I can. And it's funny because the guys will even comment. They're like, I mean, you're so intentional. Like, I'll have, like, my greens that I'm drinking in the morning, or like a lot of them got things to prop their laptops up higher after they saw my stuff, because I'm always thinking about this, because I'm thinking about my energy. And a lot of people aren't thinking about that. But that's how we do good work in the world. That's how we feel good and we do good work, is we think about our energy. Another thing I like to think about is adding a little comfort in a situation where I may not feel as comfortable. So an example would be, like, if I was doing an interview, I might put on my fuzzy, comfy socks because it triggers me into a state of comfort and I want to feel comfortable on the interview. So that's the other stuff I'm thinking about. I'm always thinking about, like, lighting, like, when my husband comes home, before he gets home, to signal that it's the evening and that shift, I will turn on, like, the twinkly lights. I'll light a candle. Even in the morning before he takes a shower, I will sometimes light a candle just in that environment, or I'll bring in, like, a little Palo Santo stick. I like to light that and put it in my space. It smells really good and clean, and I might do that before he comes down in the bathroom so that his first experience is really, like, calming and he feels good when he's taking his shower. And I'm just thinking about that. I mean, that might sound weird, but I'm always thinking about people's energy and how can we shift it, and just thinking about it in ourselves. And I remember I used to tell my clients that when you're advocating or negotiating in a role, I really want you to think about the space that you're going to be working in. Ask them if you can see it. There's too many people that work in an office room that has no windows. Like, they feel like they're in a cave all day. They don't feel inspired in that area. They can't have a plant in there. Having a plant in your space is going to do so much for you to feel good. You know, there's a lot of research behind that, like having nature in your space. So be thinking about that kind of stuff. Like, in the space that I'm in now, I have plants. I have, like, rocks. I even open the screen and I can see all my plants on the porch, and I love it. It makes me feel so good to work in here. So just be thinking about how that's impacting your energy. I know I keep saying this, but this is stuff I wish people would talk to me about. It's just important to consider when you design your life, when you design your career. All right, next thing. The next thing is the social energetic influencer. So what this basically is how we relate to others. You know, our ability to influence others, to communicate. Someone might feel like their energy is being drained when maybe they're in an environment that isn't in alignment with, like, the kind of culture they want to have. They don't feel supported. They don't feel like they have nurturing relationships. I see this a lot with my career coaching clients where they're like, Angie, I just don't fit in with the culture. And I, like, go there and I just feel so drained. It's like, no wonder, because the social energetic influencer is being impacted there, you know? So, it's going to really detract from your energy if your spouse or your friends express disapproval of something that you do. That can cause our energy to be really drained. So if you notice that someone is maybe operating it from a lower state, feeling really downed, they might feel like someone doesn't approve of what they do or something like that. You see this a lot too, where, again, I see it in the career fields where someone is, like, wanting to switch jobs, but someone isn't on board, like a close family member, their parents or significant other. They're like, no, you should just keep doing this. This is how you get money. And they can just feel like, I'm just so drained because this energetic influencer is being impacted. Or maybe if they feel smothered by someone, like someone is too clingy on them, there's a lot of catabolic energy being generated around them from the other people because energy is contagious. There's a lot of negative people in the work environment that someone is in, they're going to feel drained because of that too. I see this a lot too with people in a profession where maybe they get a lot of bad news or there's a lot of fear. So I'll give you an example. My husband being a dentist, a lot of people are terrified to go to the dentist. There's a lot of fear that's being generated in that space. I mean, he's in it every single day. So it's really important that he takes care of his own energy and he finds ways to influence that energy and shift it, you know? So this is how you can enhance it. You can surround yourself with like-minded people. Really important that you surround yourself with people that you want to be like and that get you, you know? If you're in an environment where there is a lot of negativity and you want to be more positive, you better have a tribe that's pretty positive and encouraging you. That's a big thing with, like, I feel like with my course, the Commit to Your Vision program, is like I'm about developing this tribe of people that are like-minded, that support each other, because that is going to help your energy. It's going to help you move forward. You want to make sure that you have the right amount of interaction with other people and that you're not isolating. A lot of people tend to do that. This is the number one thing you need to get down, I really think, is having that sense of community. If you look at, like, the research around the blue zones and the fact that what makes someone live to live well and to live a long life, one of the number one factors is their community, their sense of community and their sense of connectedness. We really need to make sure that this is down in our life. Like, if you don't have, you're not surrounded by those people, you got to find them. You got to get your club, get your tribe, because you need them to keep your energy higher. Okay. Yeah, and be around people that are excited about the same kinds of things. Put that in your calendar of when you're going to be meeting with these people. And if you don't have the tribe, create the tribe. Create the opportunities. All right, the next energetic influencer is the spiritual energetic influencer. And this is basically like having a sense of purpose, meaning in your personal and professional life. Do you feel aligned to your vision? Do you feel connected to purpose, to something bigger? Do you have faith? If this area is really being affected, like you don't feel like you have a vision, you really don't know what your purpose is or what you're working towards, then we got to get this checked out. We got to get some clarity around this, because it's going to keep draining your energy if you don't. When people don't see the purpose in what they're doing, this is going to be affected. You see this a lot with people not being satisfied in their job. They don't see the purpose to doing it. They don't find it meaningful. A sense of connection between their action and their values. When they feel like their values are not being honored, that's going to be drained. Having faith and trust in an organization, if that's not there, draining. Generating too much catabolic energy, the lack of trust. Really like a connection between like who you are and what you're doing and all of that. The vision part, it really comes back to that. This is why, guys, that understanding energy in the way that I do, this is why I teach a lot around visioning. I teach a lot around believing for something greater and more, because this is going to affect your energy. Even if you don't want to identify as a spiritual person or a person that, you know, identifies as a certain religion, this area of your life is still going to be impacted if you're not working on this area, investing in it, getting clarity, getting vision, feeling connected to something greater, all of that. Okay, so those are the six energetic influencers. Just a quick recap. You have the mental, the emotional, the physical, the environmental, the social, and the spiritual. Those are going to be your main energetic influencers that you really got to be thinking about. And you also got to show yourself grace when your energy is really drained because of them. And then just going back to the question, like, what can you do? How do you want to feel? And what can you do about it? All right. If you like this episode, please leave a review. If you haven't done so, that helps people find the show. I'm so grateful that you're here. I hope that you have an awesome week and really think about how you can shift your energy, the power that you have in your space with your body and your mind and all of that stuff. You have so much power to manage your energy, to do it in a way that feels good so that you feel good and people feel good to be around you. Go out there and get it.